on Blog Talk Radio Nation. You are tuned into the cutting room floor. I am LeVar. Yes, it is not Friday. It is Saturday. And it is New Year's Eve. You know, oddly enough, just this point last week, we were celebrating the Christmas holiday. Now it is time to close the books on 2011 and almost time to welcome in 2012. I think as of right now, if I'm not mistaken, in places such as Karachi and Islamabad, they are now going over into the new year. And, of course, one of the best things for us in 2011 was the addition of my dear friend who is joining us again today. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, of course.
Yes, she is here. And one of the things that we're pretty much going to do today, we always like to do at the end of the year, we started last year, is to kind of take a look back and give what is considered our awards for the year in different categories. Kind of a short little tiptoe from the garden of what we usually do, but it hopefully will be a lot more interesting in terms of what we kind of saw, what we kind of thought. And although there are no actual awards given, it's kind of our own little thing. So, you know, we've got a lot going on. But the first award I am going to give out is the Social Media Celebrity Year. Now, my co-host could not really find anybody to give an award to. She has...
I have respectfully declined.
She has respectfully declined to give out the award this year in that category. But I've got one that I'm actually going to give out. And I mean this in the most backhanded compliments of ways that I'm giving this award to Social Media Celebrity Year, because this person that actually gets it, they're getting it for the wrong reasons. And they're getting it because they perhaps have some of the most, I think when you read their things on social media, you're sitting there thinking, who in the heck writes this stuff? And I am giving it to none other than the teenage bride herself, Courtney Stodden. And if you have written or if you've read her tweets, I think you're like me where you sit there in amazement and you probably hit your head and wonder what the heck. And I don't know. Now, for example, I'm going to read what she wrote on December the 27th. Now, if you don't know Courtney Stodden, she's married to actor Doug Hutchinson. And I think I've told you in the past the run-in I've had with Doug. And I have nothing against Courtney. It's the person who she's married to. But I don't know who writes her tweets. And, Mary, I'm going to actually read for you. And you know who Courtney Stodden is. And she's like, what, 16, 17? I'm going to read for you a couple of her
17.
Tweets. This one's from, the 27th of December. She says, and I quote, "Placed outside on my patio, provocatively wrapped in a sheer white sheet while enjoying the morning shine and a savory berry breakfast. Mwah." I'm reading the one from the 26th of December. Now, this is all hers. You can go to her Twitter page, at Courtney Stodden. And the one from the 26th of December, "Smoothly stripping down to a daring string suit as the hot holiday sun delicately dominates my sultry silhouette, feeling stimulated." she wrote another one that day. Yes, she did. And this was her tweet. She says, "Romance becomes restless as I angelically swing above the bed wearing nothing but wings. Sweet dreams, XOs."
That's not right.
So I can't help but to give her the Social Media Celeb Award of the Year, because for the weirdest thing that they actually written that even the best screenwriters in Hollywood could not write, Courtney Stodden knew are the recipients of my Social Media Celeb of the Year. Congratulations. Who writes that?
Well, somebody who likes using their thesaurus.
I mean, you remember the old clip from Living Color? I think David Wayans played the guy in the jail cell who, you know, always used every word the wrong way. You know?
Yes. I'd say, hey, you know, maybe that's her favorite. Yeah, she wanted to live up to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now,
iterations and thesauruses.
Yeah. Now we're going to get into the first awards that Mary actually will be participating in with us. And this is actually our movie of the year. And I'm going to defer to you first. What did you pick as your movie of the year?
Drive. Ryan Gosling. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was my pick yesterday. I actually changed my mind this morning. 50-50. That was my actual choice. 50-50 is my choice. Because it's... I don't know. Have you seen it?
No, I have not. Who's in it?
You should. Very funny, very touching. Story about a guy who gets a terminal illness, and it's basically just covering the way that his relationships are now that he's terminal and the changes that he makes in his life. It's very human. It's very touching. It's very endearing. And there's a lot of comedy in there, too. So that's the one I'm going to give it to, 50-50.
This was very tough for me. I went back over and thought about the year in movies. And the runner-up, I will say, which was very close, this was the runner-up in my book, was Bridesmaids, which, very funny movie, even though, you know, and there's a lot of talk about it, and, of course, the people who've been in it. But I am actually going to give my Movie of the Year award to a movie that started off strong, still gets a lot of great reviews, and I think will be most talked about come Oscar time, and that is The Help.
Another good movie.
Yeah. So, a great year for Hollywood, but I think that when all is said and done come Oscar night, I do honestly believe that The Help will hopefully be a nominee for Best for Movie of the Year, which I think is just a foregone conclusion. I think Viola Davis probably will, and I'm going to make the prediction now, will probably walk away with Best Actress for that movie. But I picked The Help. It was very tough to choose. So
I know. Yeah, I mean, so, you had Twilight and you had Hugo. Choose from.
I know, you know, and all that, when you've also got Bucky Larson born to be a porn star, it gets pretty tough to choose, you know?
It's very hard to weed through all those good movies.
Oh, but this is sad. I'm going to shamefully admit this year. I did not get to the movie theaters to see a movie. Calendar year.
Ooh. That's a bar. Very bad.
Well, I saw Bridesmaids, but it wasn't until it got to pay-per-view that I see it. Didn't see it in the theater. So, I know.
No, like in 3D, what are you doing? Come on.
No, I'm sorry. This is an aside. I'm sorry, but I can't. If I'm going to take maybe a child to see it, I will go and see it. But I think any grown guy going into the movie theater to see a cartoon, it just kind of, I don't know, I think I get a little weirded out when I see that. But I don't want to be that guy that weirds you out sitting in the back of the theater watching Lion King and, you know, singing along with it, and there's no kid sitting next to me. I'll do that at home, thank you.
Okay.
All right, that's the word on the docket. TV show of the year. Now, there's a lot of good choices out there this year. What did you like when you saw, when you were looking at the boob tube, as it were, or TV?
I'm going outside the box here. A lot of people are going to say, you know, you should watch Boardwalk Empire, or there's some other really good ones out this year, but I'm going with Sons of Anarchy. Big fan of the show. So a little bit of me is in there, so I'm going to put that in there. I am a big fan of the show. Very well written this year, kept me riveted. Very few disappointments, although the season closer was kind of a not enough of a cliffhanger for me. But that's, again, my opinion. So argue away. But I thought it was very well done this year. Kept me glued to the tube. That was one of the few guilty pleasures I had early mornings when I didn't have to worry about Morgan walking downstairs and seeing mommy watch adult entertainment.
Oh, okay. This was a pretty tough thing for me. In terms of TV, I try and look back and think of what I usually can't miss or what I usually like to watch. And while Sons of Anarchy, which I've never seen, and I've heard so many good things about it, and I've heard a lot of good things about some other shows that were not on the regular networks this year, which I definitely have to catch. My favorite this year is, of course, the critical darling of the masses, and that is Modern Family over on ABC.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if anybody has gotten a chance to watch it. I mean, it doesn't have a laugh track. It's just one of those shows where I think it's so cleverly written. It doesn't need a laugh track. You kind of laugh along at it because they're just so... Anybody, I think, on that show, you can pretty much relate to in some way. You know, whether it's... and I think it's just so cleverly written, and I hope they don't go jump the shark on something or go outside the box on anything. Keep it as is. And Modern Family always, in over the last year or two, has gotten a lot of rave reviews and nominations and everything. And I think it's just, it's cleverly done. And actually, this was a tough one for me because the runner-up is actually a show that's been around for now close to over 40 years, which I thought had one of its best years this year and most talked about years, which was 60 Minutes. Great stories on 60 Minutes this year. Normally, I'm not a fan of watching the shows like 2020 or Dateline or 60 Minutes, but for what I saw this year, for what they did, they had a great story on a couple weeks ago about a rock climber who, you know, he climbs without, you know, literally he just uses, he doesn't use ropes or anything. He just climbs up the sides of the, the rocks just
free
with his hands and feet. Yeah, he free climbs, and it was just riveting stories from that to, you know, sadly, you know, when Andy Rooney was nearing up his end, you know, a lot of people started watching, and then he passed away a short time later, and you know, they've done a lot of great stories this year. That was my runner-up, but Modern Family, definitely TV show of the year.
Another big fan of Modern Family.
Yeah.
It's quite hilarious. I love that show.
Now, we'll be back actually to around the celebrity stuff, but I want to kind of skip ahead here to story of the year. In a year in which there were a lot of major news stories, a lot of stuff that happened, it's very hard, I think, this year to actually pick one. What, in your mind, is story of the year when one looks back to 2011?
The media circus of the... what's her name? See, now, Anthony, the Anthony trial, that media circus.
Casey Anthony. Yeah.
That was, unfortunately, it's not my favorite. I did my best to ignore it and avoid it, but unfortunately, that was a very, very, very big story. A lot of people got hooked into that. So I have to bow my head to the media machine. That is Casey Anthony.
Would you agree with that as story of the year? And for me, like I said, this was tough. Now I'm gonna name off a couple of my runners up of the year. And this goes to show how tough this was for me. One runner up was the death of Steve Jobs, which I think it was something over a few next few days which a lot of people thought about how much of an impact he made in, you know, the world of technology. Another runner-up for me was the protest that actually brought down two long-time, of saying dictatorships, one being Hosni Mubarak and the other one of Muammar Gaddafi, which ultimately led to his death. And then, of course, there was the worldwide protest, the Occupy movement, which is still an ongoing story. But for me, I am kind of going with the obvious story here, and it's one in which I think everyone knows where they were at when they heard it, and I'm going with my story of the year of the death of Osama bin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, when it comes to that, and I remember social media, the night that it was announced, I think everybody was on you know, and then you saw people outside of the White House celebrating, and, you know, it was just, you know, the country actually for a moment was united, you know, and it was a long, agonizing search for someone, and then he was finally found, and it was just for a moment, everybody was united again. So, for me, I think the death of Osama bin Laden definitely is my story of the year, and that was my pick. It's been a long year of a lot of different stories, and some still ongoing into 2012, but yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Casey Anthony, which, you know, that story, which tugs at a lot of, you know, even if you were, you know, if you weren't a parent, just the sheer, I guess, outrageousness of the verdict.
The verdict, the trial, all the things leading up to it, it was, like I said, it was a media machine. It really, a lot of people were hooked into it. Another one that was on my list, fortunately, the royal wedding. Again, another media machine. But you're right, Osama was a big story, too. And I remember where I was at. I was on Facebook, and it was posting after posting, and it was like instantaneous. You couldn't post fast enough. It was that insane.
Actually, I think at one point, didn't it also kind of like put Twitter over capacity, I thought, at one point. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot going on there. But next award, this one gets a little controversial. And come Grammy time, a lot of people are going to have their picks. But what, pray tell, was your song of the year?
Okay, so my runner-up, just for the sheer fun of the song, because everybody thought this at some point or another, was F You, CeeLo Green. Just for the sheer, that was a very close runner-up. I absolutely love that song. That song is a great song. But my number one, and the reason for it is because before this, no one really knew about it. I knew about the artist was Rolling in the Deep. Adele. That really catapulted her up. There was a lot of people that did parodies of it. There were people that redid the song. There were people that there was an army troop that sang it and then ended up on TV singing it and then ended up on, like, the Today Show that went viral, you know, the YouTube video went viral for it. There was a lot of things that went around that song that really catapulted her up into the, like, right out front. And that's why I chose Rolling in the Deep. Argue away.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to argue with that. That's a great song. Actually, the weird thing to that is that I chose Adele as runner-up to that award, but I chose it with someone like you. Adele had a great year. But she was not the winner overall for me. And the winner, of course, is a song I think, you know, it's gotten commercial stardom, and I think you're probably going to hear it a lot of times tonight, is LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem. And I think no matter where you go, whether it's with that song or with Adele, I think, you know, it was a great year for music. And so LMFAO is going to get my vote with Party Rock Anthem. And I'm pretty sure they better win a Grammy for it in some category. Otherwise, I think they'd get robbed. But everybody's going to be
sheer fun
that
category. That's what we need. Just for the sheer fun of it. There's no other than that.
I was going to say, and by the way, here's one of the things that I've got to tell people. Mary and I have not told each other what our award winners were. So this is the first time actually hearing her picks for this for these awards. This is the first time she's hearing mine. So if it comes out the same or something odd happens, it happened that way. So we did not say, hey, I'm choosing this person, you choose that person. This is pure, like, first time that you're hearing it, it's the first time I'm hearing it. So
yeah, they were sealed in an envelope. What's that saying they say? It was sealed in an envelope.
Hermetically sealed an envelope on the back porch of Funkin' Wagnalls, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Tallied by this independent company. Okay.
No one knows the Elephant. Yeah, okay. That was my epic man. But next award. This one, well, you know what? I'm going to go kind of backwards on this one, but I'm going to go with next the Celeb of the Year award.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your choice?
Gosling. Gosling. No, not Kate. Not Kate. Sorry. I had to throw that in there. No, Ryan Gosling, he's had a huge year. He's had, what, 3 big movies. Just a quiet force. He's not in your face about it, but he's a great. He's talented. Really looking forward to his 2012. Wanting to see what projects he'd come out with. But, yeah, I mean, for somebody to sit in a car, again, we're going back to drive, to sit in a car, and I don't think he said anything. Did he say anything? See, now I have to think. But to creep you out that much? Yeah. Yes. Check mark right there. All in.
Actually, Ryan was my runner-up. And I agree with you. He had a big year. He had 2 big movies, and he will get an Academy Award nomination in a couple of weeks. That will be my prediction there. But my celebrity year is someone who just made the news sadly yesterday, and that is Katy Perry. And the reason I chose Katy Perry is because Katy Perry had one of what I call an unsung year, and a historical year. Her album had 5 number one songs. No one else has done that in a long time. I think not since Michael Jackson's Thriller has someone had 5 number one songs. Every week this year did not go without you turning on the radio and hearing a Katy Perry song. And I think that will eventually take her into 2012 pretty strong. Unfortunately, I think it's now going to be even more stronger because of what's happened with her divorce. And it makes her new song kind of seem more pathetic in a way, but I am choosing Katy as the celeb of the year. Now, person to watch in 2012, who do you think will be the person to watch?
I'm still sticking with Ryan. I really see a lot going for him. Like I said, big year, really looking forward to that. He's talented beyond belief. I'm in awe at this point. So he's on my new, on my new list of people. sorry.
Your top 5.
Everybody's got a list, right? No, I'm just kidding. I really think you have to watch him. He was still my number one on that. Although Adele was my runner up, even though with her voice thing, surgery, whatever it was, getting that taken care of. I think that she's going to come back really strong if everything works out well, and it's sounding like it is. So she was my runner-up, but because of the questionable medical stuff, I had to give it to Ryan.
Now, actually, this is the first time we're actually going to tie in something, because actually Ryan Gosling is my person to watch in 2012, but he tied with somebody. Now, while Ryan Gosling and Mary gives you all of the good reasons for why Ryan should be the person to watch, and like I said, some Oscar time, I think he will get some major awards here. But there is a second person, and I'm going out on a limb here. And last year I predicted Lindsay Lohan, and she kind of had a semi-decent year this year. But I know you're going to laugh, but I am going to say Miley Cyrus. And here's the reason why. Nope, here's the reason why. Next year in 2012, Miley Cyrus will be seen in at least 2 motion pictures that are coming out, one which might get a lot of big pub toward the late end of the year, plus she has an album coming out, and then she's still kind of hot and heavy with her boyfriend, and a lot of people are expecting some things, and I think that she would be one of the people to watch in 2012. Because it always seems whenever somebody's got an album coming out, something big breaks and some news breaks surrounding them. So I would say I'm putting Miley Cyrus in a tie with Ryan Gosling. Miley for what's to come, Ryan for what's going on already. But we've got a couple of minutes here, and I want to get to the last award, which is a pretty big award, and that is Person of the Year. And who did you choose? She's still thinking about the Miley thing. Who did you choose?
I'm so excited about that one. Sorry. Person of the Year. Steve Jobs. I gave it away when you started coming up with the categories, but yeah, Steve Jobs was my person of the year. Talented man, visionary. I may not be a big Apple product fan, but he really did add a lot to the world. And personally, professionally, technologically, it's he really did have his fingers in a lot of pies, and that was okay. And then he will be missed.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to go wrong with that pick. And the person who I chose is one. The story will get a lot of talk here in the next couple of weeks, but it was exactly almost a year ago when Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot in her home state attending a function. And the fact of where of what happened that day to now, to me, her road to recovery is just something that, you know, it brought the nation together at one point. Like I said, it's one of those stories that it brought the nation together. And it's just, her story is just unbelievable. And I am giving my person of the year to Gabrielle Giffords.
She was my runner-up.
Yeah, it's like you can't go wrong no matter, you know, who you choose in this category. But, yeah, I'm going with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who actually, on the first anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks, she will actually be meeting with people who were shot that day and those who helped out that day. And like I said, nobody expected her to survive that day. And to be from there to now, it's just an amazing story. But that is our awards. I'm curious to know what everybody else's choices are. And we've only got a couple of minutes. So on this last show of the year, do you have anything you got to add here in the final few minutes?
Happy New Year, baby. happy New Year to everyone. Watch out for next year, because, you know, I'm going to be famous next year, so. No, I'm not. I'm only famous in my own little world. And so, yeah, happy New Year. And and to tell everyone out there in Radio Land, yesterday, LeVar kept me to himself, I know, and kept me away from all of you all fine folks, but it was probably the greatest day ever, other than the rain and the cold. And the walking and the bad cab. Oh, wait. No, I'm just kidding. Those are my two cents for 2011.
Well, I definitely had a lot of fun yesterday. It was probably the most funnest day I probably had this year. And, yeah, definitely to the folks out there, Happy New Year. And I guess, you know, like I said, for us and for this show, one of the best things this year was Mary agreeing to come on and help us with this show, and hopefully she will be here a lot more in 2012. And it's, you know, as I say, I can't do this show without the help of every other, and I can't thank you enough for being here with me for the last month and a half, few weeks, and you've definitely brought a ray of light to this show instead of people just hearing me, at least now. You know, I've got some way to bounce some things off of, so. No, I definitely am looking forward to 2012. But like I said, for all of us here, definitely tonight, please be safe. Don't drink and drive. If you must drink, please have a designated driver. And we want to see you here next week, at least for our first show of the year. So don't go out and do anything stupid, because that is stupid. Drinking and driving equals stupidity. So don't go out and do that. So. The clock on the wall is telling us that our time is done. And Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, my friend.
And we will see you all in the new year. Thanks for listening, everybody.